Good evening. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Do not be afraid, Mary. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid of what? Do not be afraid that an angelic being is standing before you. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid of what? That I am going to bear in my womb the creator of the universe. Do not be afraid, Mary. The angel Gabriel was saying this to her because she understood. She understood, as the prophets had taught, no one, no human being that had been tainted with the original sin, no human being could stand before the glory of God and exist. It just couldn't happen. Not because God would destroy someone, but rather because God is so holy, a sinful person, even with a minor sin, could simply not stand before God. It would be impossible. It's like Saban having a losing season at Alabama. Please, God, let him go to the Packers next year. But I also want you to remember what St. Peter said to our Lord. When St. Peter began to understand and recognize who Jesus is, do you remember what he said to him? Depart from me, Lord. Depart from me because I am a sinful man. This was not some pious expression. Rather, Peter was saying what we must all come to understand and admit, that our sinfulness cannot exist before the holiness of God. Why? Because as we read in the book of Revelation, nothing unclean can exist before the glory of God. And this, my friends, is not some idle threat. Rather, it is a warning. It is a warning and a reminder that we are called as followers of Jesus Christ to be obedient, to be holy, and to be courageous if we ever plan on entering the kingdom of God. But then again, Mary, our blessed mother, she was different, very different, because from the beginning of time, it was she who was chosen by God. She would be the one who would be the untainted vessel, that perfect, undefiled vessel that would one day carry within her womb the creator of the universe. But not only was Mary conceived by the Holy Spirit, she would also choose to remain sinless for the rest of her life. Not because she was being supernaturally protected by God. Rather, she remained sinless because she simply loved God. She loved God above all things, especially herself. One thing I really love about our Blessed Mother was she never complained. She never questioned, and she never argued with God. How many of us can make that exact same claim in here tonight? Because neither can I. Think of it. Think of it. Never once did this 14-year-old girl, this 14-year-old child, never once did she ask, "What's in it for me? Why can't you get somebody else? How come I have to do everything?" No. She simply did the will of the Father, even though it would bring her public shame, embarrassment, and scandal to her family. But never once did she waver. Never once did she hesitate. But I bet some of us might have hesitated coming out here tonight. Maybe some of us wavered because it's cold and it's rainy. But Mary never hesitated. She simply said, I am the handmaid of the Lord. I am the servant of the Lord. Be it done to me according to thy word, not mine. Did you ever consider what her secret was? What was a secret to her faith? I think the secret was she wasn't afraid. She was never afraid to be in love with God. Today, too many Catholics were afraid. We're afraid to live our faith out loud. We're afraid to live our faith totally and completely. Not because we don't believe there is a God, but rather, we're afraid. We're afraid of what other people would say about us if they heard we believe totally and completely in our faith. If we believe as the Blessed Mother believed. But could you just imagine it? Could you just imagine it? What would the world think of us if all Catholics stood up in unison and said, no, as a matter of fact, I'm not going to vote for that. No, I'm not going to put up with that any longer. And no, I will not be intimidated. Because like our Blessed Mother, I would rather stand before God than kneel before man. Imagine that. What would it like to live not afraid? My friends, we who call ourselves followers of Jesus Christ, we who call ourselves Christians, may we imitate our Blessed Mother. May we imitate her courage. May we strive to become holy, obedient, and courageous so that one day we may confidently stand before the glory of God and not be afraid. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.